Sean, this is Dan with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Happy Taco Tuesday, right?
I get the car home. Yeah, I found out it's at my job. I left it there.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you found it?
Yeah, they said it was at the yeah, the headquarters. I don't know how the hell it got there.
Man, that's crazy. That was a far pizza. Because it was from the pizza man, right? Well, that's crazy how it got all the way over there. So,
This is the place I would have thought it was at.
Right. Well, I'm glad you found it, brother. You know, don't gotta redo all your subscriptions now. You know.
I know. Hold on, one second.
Yeah, take your time.
Hello?
Yes, sir. All right. So just to clarify, so you want us to include that website for you too, right?
Will you mean that again?
Oh, the website design that I told you about, that's included with the program, like no additional charge. You want us to include that for you? I know you already have a website, right? But remember I was mentioning to you, might as well get the most bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were saying something. Yeah, you showed me the website.
Yeah. So what I recommend, we could put it on a separate domain for you, and you just check it out. You know, if you like that platform better, we can just copy it and put it on your domain afterwards, or you can just rock your current website. Like, it's no problem either way. Okay?
Yeah, hold on one second. Sorry.
Yeah, take your time. Got the little one, huh?
Yeah, it's all over the place, yep.
For sure. Yeah, he's 13 now, so it's like favorite two words or I know, you know? man.
Oh, your little one.
Yeah, he's 13, so he's always like, I know. No, you don't, bro, because you didn't do your homework, you know? whatever, though. All right, so I got your 20-mile radius. We're throwing the site in. You already have a local SEO, so we're not doing that. We're just doing Google Guarantee only, correct?
Oh, you hear me?
No, you cut out. You might have hit mute or something on accident. Yeah. So I didn't hear anything after. I asked you just to verify if we're doing just Google Guarantee only, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying.
Since you have the SEO already through Bird's Eye, you know?
I was supposed to have one of the guys to wrap some bird out call me today, but he never called. I don't know what happened. The main rep I deal with, The main rep I deal with, I think he's out for a week or two because he has some type of surgery or something.
Oh, gotcha.
But they said they do listings and stuff. Hold on. Y'all do like live tracking to like progress of everything.
We do. So you're gonna have a tracking system. You'll have your own unique username and password. And what you do is you just log into, it'll say leads, right? You click on leads. It will show you every single lead that came through, and it literally says next to it, qualified or unqualified.
Oh, you said for a lead?
Yeah, for your leads through Google Guarantee.
Okay, I'm saying like the website, like the SEO, like to see the progress that you guys do. Like if I decided to do that, do they have like...
Oh, yeah, it's in the same tracking system. So like when you do Google Guarantee only, there's going to be like it shows everything on the tracking system, but everything's going to be blank except for the leads for LSA, Google Guarantee. And then also you'll have a website editor on there. And the website editor is really cool because, like, when you go in there, you can make any changes to your site, and it's done, like, live as soon as you make the edit, you know? So be careful what you edit, too, you know? you can always call us, too, and we can do those edits for you. But when you do the SEO with it, it shows you all your directories, every one of your keywords, your ranking position for each keyword, how many hits you're getting on it too, like clicks, calls, views to the website, et cetera, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, leave that alone. Hold on, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, take your time, man. I understand.
Come on. Come on. Over Oh, you touch them every day, man. Like my pants is magnets.
Right, for sure.
She just grab it.
Oh, for sure, man. How old is she?
She's about to be 17 months. What's today's date?
Oh, wow. 17. It's the 17th of January, 2023.
Yeah, 25th of this month should be 17 months.
Wow, man. That's crazy. Right. Yeah, I have a great niece. She's like 4 years old, and we took her to Chuck E. Cheese, right? And she started like freaking out at the end, man. And I told her, I was like, hey, you need to get yourself together. And then she just started bawling, you know? My wife was like, dude, you can't tell them that. You know, I was like, what do you mean? But, yeah, man, they're awesome. I got like 7 nieces, you know, 3 great nieces now. Crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they Oh, they're amazing. A lot of work, but they actually, my little sister going into labor. She might have had the baby already. Well, she's in the room now.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Wow, so you're going to be like best friends, too. You know? Nothing like cousin love, man. You know, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always got that cousin you don't like, though, you know? You're like, man, I hope he ain't there at Christmas. For sure. All right. So I got you in 20 miles, my site included. What I'd recommend to you with the local SEO, wait on that. Just so you can figure out Bird's Eye, like what they're doing or if you want to switch. So I'd recommend we start you out on Google Guarantee, and then you can always add the local SEO later on if you wanted to, you know.
Oh, yeah, for the topic. Yeah, the Google Guarantee, right?
Yeah, Google Guarantee only to start. Plus, we'll throw the My Site in, like I mentioned, the custom website design. But as far as the local SEO, because I know you're asking some questions on it, I would wait on that first till you talk to, like, your Bird's Eye rep, right? And if you wanted to do it with us, you can always add it on later, no problem. You know? Super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, come on. Oh, my God. Leave things alone. What is that? Man, I caught a whole rack. Stop it, Paul. Put you in the place.
Okay.
And you'll stay there. Put that thing in your mouth. That's another thing, man. You know, they put everything in their mouth, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's all like a drink and stuff, too. Yeah. Alright.
Let me just pull it back a little bit. Alright, that's it. Oh, boy. I want to just pull up your website real quick. It's localsplash.com, right?
Yeah, it's localsplash.com. And then what you're going to want to look under, I think it's titled either LSA or Google Guarantee. Let me go to it right now. I was just assigning your package. So give me one sec. Home services. So my site's the second to the bottom, and then the third from the bottom under services is Google Guarantee.
I want to see like where it show all the products and stuff, like for the
It's all listed under services. So you have local SEO, Google Ads, which I don't recommend. It's pay per click. Always do Google Guaranteed over Google Ads. You know. And then there's like call tracking, advanced reporting, like everything's listed right there.
Now, do y'all do like review management anything?
Yeah, so our review management, what it is, okay, is every time you're left a review, okay, you get an alert. So you get an email, and you could set it up where text reminder too. And the reason you're alerted is so that you can respond to the reviews. And we give you strategies on that. We could even set up pre-made messages that you can use from your tracking system. And then what you also have, which I'm sure Bird Eye provided you with, but you just have like a tiny URL. It's like a link that you could send your clients, which just pulls up your Google page with the 5 stars where they could write it and leave the reviews, right? And that's the easiest way, I think, is just sending that link. But there's another way through your tracking system. Or when you click on reviews, you click request review, you put your client's name in, their phone number or email, and it just sends them a pre-made message with a link to your Google business profile.
Oh, okay.
So we do help with the reviews, yeah.
Okay, because, hold up. Now, one second. Oh, don't write on that. One second. Now, y'all do like the directory.
Yeah, that's part of the program. So it's called indexing. That's part of the local SEO program. So what we do is we submit you to 60 different directories just to, it's to boost your online presence, right? So what Google does is they have these bots that scan the internet that are scanning for your name, address, phone number, website, and content, meaning your keyword phrase tags. So what we do in our local SEO package is all 60 directories we submit you to, we line up all that information, which gives you, you know, 100% scan.
Okay. That is yeah. List. Damn, what the hell? I'm trying to see where I put it. Come on, sit back. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
And like, and y'all picked up the Google My Business page, like product section, question and answers, and fact sheets, and Google posts?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We post regularly. Okay. We have, it's cool too in your tracking system. You have a section where, like, we do our own posts for you, but you have a section where you could set up your posts that you would like to run. Like if you're doing like a certain promotion or anything you want to put together. And the more content, the better, really. So we encourage all of you guys to do your own posts too. But yes, we do continuously post on your Google Business profile.
Okay. Yeah,
and we put it all
like
together
you,
too. Yeah.
If you go on my page, you don't see none of that, right? Like, you want to, because see, this is, I'm trying to determine if I can, like, if I need to still use, Bird out, or I should just let them go, you know, because if they ain't doing much, then, you know, why pay the $250 with them, or, you know, because I know they didn't do no product section for me. I don't think they did, like, question and answers and facts.
Right.
Or Google posts.
Yeah, so, you know, like I mentioned to you before, we use Bird's Eye just for reputation management. But as far as our SEO, we do our own SEO, you know, so we used to rank nationwide for local SEO services, but now we rank in our area. So if you did like local SEO services like Fountain Valley or anywhere really in Orange County or LA County, we show up, but that's nothing that Bird's Eye did, right? Like it's just a reputation management system, which just helps you with the reviews, right? But I know they told you, I don't know what type of package you're on compared to what we're on, because I'm not like the CEO, right? I didn't sign up for it. So you may be on a package where they're doing a search engine optimization for you. So that's why I was recommending you just start with Google Guarantee. And then, you know, after you speak to your rep and make sure and see what it is you exactly have, then, you know, you can kind of cross that bridge. If you want to add local SEO, you can do that too.
Okay. Stop. Give me the pick. But like they say,
Who's that? Or what is it? Goose Faba, right? It's a good movie, man.
Oh, man. And now, and usually, because I know when I was speaking to another company, they said that that it was like a map. That showed, like, do it show you, like, where I'm ranking at on, like, a map or something?
Yeah, so the local SEO services is going to be off of your local proximity, right? So what it does is about a 5 to 10 mile radius. To rank nationally, like something like that, like it's a lot of metadata, blogging, keyword phrase tags embedded in the website, and it takes a long time for that to happen. Local SEO services, though, what we provide at that $199 rate, that's going to be more localized, where it's like targeting like a 10-mile radius, right? The good thing about Google Guarantee is you could target specific zip codes. As long as you have the requirements for those areas, whether it's license, insurance, et cetera, then you could target technically anywhere in the U.S., right, where Google Guarantee is provided. But, yeah, so Google Guarantee is going to be a larger net, The Google Business Profile, though, it'll be your local proximity, like a 10-mile radius max.
All right, so which one will be along in that?
Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you could technically, if you have the proper licensing and insurance for, like, California, you could target Google Guarantee all the way from California from where you're located. Or, you know, Florida or wherever. I know you don't want to go that far, but I'm just using that as an example. With the Google Business Profile, though, because it's your map, right? It's geo-targeted. Like, if I search on the maps or on Google for appliance repair company, like, if I just type that in, companies from New York aren't going to show up where I'm at, you know? Or New Jersey or anywhere down there, right? So the map section, the local search engine optimization, that's more geared towards your local area. Google Guarantee, you can target as far as you want as long as you have the required licensing and insurance. And I know your specific area doesn't require the license, right? But I'm just, like, letting you know, like, where you go, you need that specific requirements, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure, so basically Google Guarantee, I could be right here. If I'm paying for Google Guarantee, I can target wherever I want to target for the same amount?
Yes. In New Jersey, right? Or because New York's near you, it'd be the same, right? But if you go, like, to, like, Florida or something, sometimes the rates are a little different. Like, for example, give me one second here. I'll just put in the zip code I live at. So 92646 for Huntington Beach, right? Appliance repair vertical. Oh, I put the wrong zip code. Duh. All right. So, like in Huntington Beach, for example, the cost per lead is $34.67. So it's like a dollar more, right? So it's just dependent off of the areas. But if you do anywhere in Southern California, it's going to be that same $34.67, right? So your lead range will be the same for where you're targeting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
okay, cool.
And it's weird because the only thing, like, of course, I want to do the Google Guarantee because I know that's good. But I don't know, like, remember I was saying the other guy, he was telling me it was like $25. I don't know. He might have been wrong. But you said there was no way, like, even if you double check it, you know for sure that it's 33. Because, of course, the lower the better, you know, because then I feel like I can just get that much more sales and stuff. Like, get that much more leads a month, you know.
Right. I don't know what he was talking about, 25. I know you told me, though, they have, like, a monthly management fee or something. So maybe that's where they make up the rate. I don't know. But it's, from what I'm showing, it's $33.33 per qualified lead.
Okay. Yeah, because I did ask them, too, before. I was like, I think I actually was talking to him around the same time that you called me, because sometimes I get companies called all the time, like every day, but I just tell them, like, no. So I said, this is too much. You're going to overwhelm me. The only company that I really was talking to was you and what's the name of the other company? OMG National. Yeah, because you're local slash, because that's only two, because every day I get like 6, 7, 8 people calling me, and I'm like, yo, this is too much. Stop calling
right.
me, man.
Right.
You know, because I can't talk to, like, 50 different people.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah,
only one
sure.
I was in. But the guy that was telling me about the Google Guarantee was 25. He was from there. But I had asked him around that time. So I was like, if I just did Google Guarantee, how much would that be? He's like, well, it'd be $300 a month. I'm like, $300? Like, if I did, like, that's crazy, how, you know,
Yeah, so even though it's $25 a lead, you're paying $300, you're paying more that route, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's an $8 difference, you know?
I think with him it was just to manage it.
Oh, gotcha.
He said it's pretty complicated. When I asked him, I was like, why do you guys charge a management fee if it's just getting leads through Google Guarantee? He said, yeah, because it's pretty complicated to manage it on your own, which I didn't believe that because I'm like, for example, eLocal, I manage that, and it seemed very similar to that, you know?
Yeah.
Is it pretty complicated to manage that, though?
So our the way I look at it is like taxes, right? Like, I could try to do my own taxes, and I'll probably owe the IRS because I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, or I go to a professional tax guy. So it's the same thing with Google Guarantee. We have multiple accounts doing this, so we know how to get you approved as soon as possible. We have a rep by Google dedicated to our company. Her name's Alicia. So if we run into any hiccups, we're able to contact her and get fast responses. And we're able to, like, we know about the subcategories and how to turn off and on and get you the best bang for your buck. You know what I'm saying? So can you manage it on your own? I'm sure you could, you know, but I think you're better off by having a professional do it.
But you guys don't even charge a manager fee, right?
Yeah, so our management fee is tied into the lead fee, is the way it works. So let me give me one quick second.
Come on, stop. Oh, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Get
out of there. Stop. Oh.
Stop. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I found out what's happening too, okay? So, because I went deeper into it, because it just, when I plug it in, it shows me the cost per lead for our clients, right? That's all I care about. I want to make sure you know what you're paying per qualified lead. So with the 25% management fee, it makes it $33.33, right? So it's normally okay. $25 though. So that's where they were getting the $25.
Oh.
Yeah, so it makes sense now. So basically, it's costing you $8 per lead with us. With them, you're doing a $300 management fee each month, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But see,
I
now...
I should have said
that sooner.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I knew you said regardless, Google Guarantee would be the same because that's the price Google gives
right.
in a certain area. Hold on, let me make sure she ain't wrong. Screw me, I'll show you. No, go there. Hold on 1 second. Oh, man, we'll throw it off the hook, man.
Just touching everything, going by and knocking over the stuff, for sure. Yeah, wait till she learns the words I know, man. You have any other kids or just her?
Oh, no, it's just her.
Just her? Got you. Yeah, we only have one, too. He's 13 now, so.
He's a boy, right?
Yeah, he's a boy. Yeah, he plays football. He's in basketball right now, too. We're in California. We're a big football family over here. This state, though, man, it's crazy. They hold everybody back for maturity reasons, but it helps, like, sports-wise, too, you know? So he's in eighth grade right now. He's supposed to hold back. He's going to, like, a prep academy where it's crazy. So he won't start that till this September coming up, but he goes to school for, like, 4 hours, and then they bus him to a place called Real Speed Academy, right? And he, like, lifts for, like, I think it's, like, 3 hours or something. It's crazy, man. Yeah, they have multiple of those schools out here. It's like Winter Circles in Corona. They have one called Lace Facts in L.A., The Factory. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Man, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So how does this all sound to you, though? Is this still something you want to move forward with, right?
How's that sound again?
This is still something you want to move forward with, right? The Google Guarantee program through us?
Yeah, see, I'm just not sure if I want to do the Google Guarantee first or the other one. That's what I've been up and down with. Or maybe
right.
Both. I'm just trying to check with the guy, because he was supposed to call. See, this is the company I'm dealing with, man. Like, the guy said yesterday he'll call, and he never called.
Gotcha.
You know, the other guy was supposed to have a meeting on last week, Wednesday. He never called. Then he emailed me 2 days later saying he was in a surgery. Where he had some type of minor surgery. I mean, it wasn't major surgery, but it was something I think that was already planned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the way they're moving to me, it's a little more unprofessional now. So I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know if I should really keep them for the review company. Like, would their review company be a lot better than anyone else doing reviews? Because, see,
I know we use them. So, you know, we like them, you know, for the reputation management system. But we provide you, like I said, the request review button. Also, you have the link that you're able to send. You're notified anytime you're left the review. So you still have those services through us. But we don't all compile them on, like, because I know Bird's Eye, they take all the reviews and they put them on, like, one spot for you, right? So you wouldn't have that portion of it, right? So I don't know. That's something you have to weigh, but, yeah. That's why I was recommending, though, because you haven't spoken to them yet, you know, is to just start off, like, get Google Guarantee rolling. Because out of the two, Google Guarantee is Google's best product, hands down. Like, you will love it. You know, and then if you want us to take over the local SEO, I just don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. You know what I'm saying? So I would recommend after you speak with them, then we kind of revisit that to see if you wanted to attach local SEO to it as well. You know?
Okay, yeah, because I don't know before a company, they was looking at everything and they said they don't feel they're doing the best job that they could do. Based off of them going on my Google page and typing up my name and, you know, different stuff. Like, they didn't see the product section on my page. They said they didn't set any photos up, really. Like, they said
right.
All that mess. They didn't do too much.
Well, I know their main thing is reputation management, right? So local SEO might be, like, something that they offer, but any way you slice it, though, like, you won't want them to be doing SEO and us doing SEO too, because when they're going in and they're putting certain keyword, it may mess up what we're doing, right? So regardless, you'll want to ask them to, like, stop the SEO if you keep the reputation management and let us take it over. Or you just rock with them on the local SEO, just do Google Guarantee with us. I mean, either way, you know, but again, that's something you'll want to talk to your rep first regarding. But Google Guarantee, I'd recommend we get the ball rolling on this. That way we could start getting your application through. Because remember, that takes like 3 to 4 weeks usually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm still needing to the bank card and all of that, right?
Yes, sir. I thought you found it, the bank card.
No, I have it, but it's at my job.
Oh, got you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I misunderstood. Yeah.
They left it in the parts department. I didn't go there yet because I was busy. But, yeah, that's what happened. Remember, I thought my girlfriend, so I blamed her for nothing. I thought he was calling me about a customer. He was like, your name's Sean Murray, right? I was like, yeah. He said, yeah, we have a bank card over here that you left. And I said, oh, shit, for real? I'll be tomorrow. I need my bank card.
Yeah,
for sure. So, yeah, it's not in the house.
Got you. Okay, that's crazy. So I wonder how you guys got the pizza, man.
I know. I thought I gave her my card. That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Because I was up there at my company for a meeting last week, Wednesday, Thursday last week. But I ain't need my damn bank card. I don't know how the hell. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how. It ain't like I was shopping up there.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I don't know how the hell. That's the last place I thought it was. But at least I know where it's at. Now I just got to make my way up. I have to try to get it tomorrow. I have to get it.
Right.
I need my card.
Yeah, you will need it, though, for the application fee. That way we can get it rocking and rolling. So do you want me to put you in for 6:30 again tomorrow, or what time are we expecting?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go up there. I had a lot of work today, so when he did call me, he called me a midday anyway, so it was hard to get up there because I already was backed up with work, and then, you know, by the time I'm getting off, it was just too much. But I think tomorrow I'll be able to go over there and grab it.
All right, got it.
Yeah, the latest. Well, what's tomorrow? Thursday. What's tomorrow? Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, the 18th.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm not sure. The latest would be Thursday that I get it, but I'll try my best to get over there tomorrow.
So I just want to flat out ask, right? Like, are you planning on going with us, or are you still considering these other companies that you talked to?
Well, really, I really was considering maybe, like, going with you guys because, overall, you got, like, they charge $350 for just SEO, and I'm trying to do it all together.
Right.
My thing that I'm really thinking tough about, like, if I should stay with Bird, I'll leave, but I was thinking about definitely going with y'all because you guys are cheaper for one, and if you could save a buck or two, why not? That company won $350. I think it's pretty much the same. Actually, look them up real quick. If you have 1 second, OMG National. Yeah. I think it's doing the same as actually y'all doing, but it's just more money.
What is OG National? Is that what it's called?
No. OMG National.
OMG National. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one. Let's see.
The only reason why I was kind of holding back for a couple of seconds. Well, besides two, I don't have my bank card. I gotta go grab it, but. Besides that, because I remember I kept asking about the lead fee. I'm like, damn, they only charge 25. I was
to get it down to
25.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's why, because we put so basically there's an $8 fee every qualified lead you get, though, right? So with them, it sounds like even if you get, like, 3 qualified leads that month, right, you're still paying the $350 or whatever it is, right? With us, you're paying $8 per qualified lead that you take on with the management fee added, you know? So it's a better situation, it sounds like to me. But I'm looking at their website. It looks all similar to what we do. They're doing search engine optimization. They have Google Guarantee. They offer Facebook ads as well. So do we. Google ads. I mean, literally everything is like the same from what I could see. Let me also, hold on, let me just check their domain and see how long they've been around.
Okay. Yeah, they was telling me that one thing they were saying too, and I think I asked you that they do live tracking so I can track their work.
We do too. Yeah, we do too, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can track like everything y'all doing with my business page and different things, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. So, and we put it all in one spot, too. So, it has Google Analytics embedded in it, okay? So, you see the same thing you would see on Google Analytics. Plus, you have added features like your website editor. You're able to track your local service ads, so your leads coming through Google. Also, you're able to add any new photos, promotions you may be running, which automatically load to all directories from one spot. So, we offer live tracking as well. Yeah. Okay, so they started in 2007, which is, what is that, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Yeah, man, so that's really, it's crazy. I've never heard of them. So they've been in business 16 years, it looks like. We've been in business 18, so not really a huge difference there. Sometimes I've looked up companies that clients mention, and they've been in business for like 5 days. I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. But yeah, this one's been in business for 16 years, you know. So
the only other company I was talking to, but I'm definitely not thinking about them because they want $500 a month. I said, no, I'm not. We're going higher.
What's
higher,
their name?
But
What's their name? I'll look them up.
Digital Guidance.
Digital Guidance. All right. Mm-hmm.
Of course they all
there's so
the
many of them, man. Like,
I know. I told you, that's the only thing. That, period. I get tons of that shit calling me, and I'll be like, look, a lot of them sound like they're Indian, though. Not all of them. Some of them on the other race, but I'll be like, look, I just hang up. But, oh, you're located on Google Maps. I'm like, shit, if I spoke to each and every one, I wouldn't get no work, and I'd be fired from my job. Man, because I'd just be on the phone all day.
Well, you know what a lot of them do is they hire call centers out of the country that kind of like open the calls and then transfer them to them, right? Our company, since we went remote because of the whole COVID situation, right? Since we were remote, we hire agents from out of the country, but they're an employee of us. So they're not like in a call center, you know what I'm saying? So we like screen them and, you know, make sure, like, you know, we just opened, like, we got this new hiring guy who he's like he opened it up like worldwide basically. Like our Facebook guy, who's awesome, he's got like this British accent, he's from like Africa, you know. It's been crazy since we went, but you get some really good ones, man, especially when they work as a what do you call it, when they're like in our company, right? Not like outsourced, you know? So the one that you just mentioned to me, they started in 2003, but I don't know if I'm looking at the same stuff, because this looks like a lot of like IT service, you know? On-site, off-site support, network monitoring. Yeah, this one, the digitalguidance.com that I found, it's like a IT company. It's computer support. So this might be different. Yeah.
Digital Guiders.
Oh, Digital Guiders. Okay. Got it. All right. Let's see. Digital Guiders. Yeah, there's one for that, too. Here we go. All right. So this one says it's a software company. Okay, this one's online reputation management, conversions. All right, let's just jump. Yeah, SEO path. Yeah, so this is probably who you were talking to. Let's see how long they've been around. I'm going to guess, so I'm just going to say, I'm going to say like 6 years. Let's see. See if I'm wrong. Ah, I was wrong. They started in 2017. So, oh, no, that's 6 years, right? Yeah, 18, 19, 20, 21. Look at that, man. It's actually a little less than 6 years, but yeah, this one's a newer company. I would stay away from it, you know, just because the newer companies, like, they're, you know, a lot of them aren't Google Premier partners, and they're like learning the SEO stuff, and like you want to be with one that's been around a while for sure, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that company I was definitely not dealing with them. It's the lady that called me, she's Indian, and, you know, her name's Sophia. She's nice, but I'm like, nah. For one, they charge way too much, you know.
Yeah, you'll like our company, man. I'll be, like, your account lead on this, too, so I'm, like, your point of contact. I really think it's cool that we do that. And then also, too, like, in your tracking system we provide you, I think this is really unique, because I worked for two other SEO companies before this one, so this one is, like, amazing compared to the other two I worked for, but I've been here for 5 years now, you know, but there's a feedback section in our tracking system, and when you click on that feedback that you leave, the CEO of our company, his name's Dave Rodecker, he reviews all of that, you know what I'm saying? So he's, like, he's really big on always trying to make our product better for our clients and stuff. So you'll like being with us for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, I email you guys. Usually, I know everybody busy. I get it. But how long usually before, like, you get a response?
So when you email me, I respond as soon as I see it, right? Usually, like, that could be instantly if I'm not on the phone. Or if I'm on a phone call, you usually get a, you know, a response within like an hour. That's usually the longest I'm on a call for. When you call in, if I'm on the phone, I call you back as soon as I'm off the phone. I'm really big on that. And, if I'm not on the phone, I answer my calls live, obviously, you know, but, yeah, communication with us is like super easy for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like I said, Bird, lately even getting on my nerves. So if I email the regular crew, I think I'll get a response pretty quick. But if I email my actual rep, I'm coming in response in 2-3 days. I'm like, yeah, that shit ain't professional, man.
Right, right. No, I'm on top of that stuff for sure, you know. I am human, though, so I had one time, somehow the email, it didn't show that it was, this just recently happened, too. But they were super cool about it, you know. I called them, so it took me, like, 2 days to get back to them. But for some reason, the email, it didn't show, like, as a new email, you know. So I don't know, but I was able to find it, and I called him, and he was super cool. It was like a super, like, easy question he had, too. But I am human, you know what I'm saying? But I try to be on top of it as best as possible.
Hold on one second, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem, no problem.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Now, to be honest with you, I am leaning more towards, like, your company. I was, right. I did have OMG National in mind before, too. It was, like, both, but I even was telling my girl I was leaning more towards your company because, of course, like I say, a little cheaper. Their SEO, just their SEO, like, the whole thing with that. It's $350 a month. Not saying it's bad because it's cheaper than Digital Guider. They want $500 a month.
Right.
Actually, it's more than that, but they claim with the coupon and all the other crap. But you guys are $199, so I'm like, hey. And I figured, I was like, you know.
Cheaper, you know. So our local SEO department is ran by his name, Cesar Espinoza. He has like a... He has, like, a crew, too, that works on the SEO campaigns. But what will happen, like, so let's say you sign up for SEO and Google Guarantee. You have two separate client interviews, one with the Google Guarantee agent, which will either be Perry, Ivan, Kyle. There's a few others on that team. And then also you'll have a separate appointment for your local SEO, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I figured, too, like, the Bird, I might as well keep it, right? Because I know you guys, y'all do SEO and all that stuff. So, of course, but I guess for online reputation, you don't think you guys' online reputation would have been as good if y'all didn't have Bird Eye?
Well, it's good, but it's not the same, right? So Bird's Eye, because we use them, too, right? It just puts all the good reviews, like, in one spot. The program we use is just it's geared towards boosting your Google reviews, right? Like getting you more and more and more Google reviews, which is the main place you want to have them, right? That's where people are going to find you. That's what we're promoting. So that's where you want them. But, I'm not going to say, you know, it's bad to keep Bird's Eye. I think it'd be good. But we will have a request review function for you. In a way for you to respond and be alerted when you get new reviews through Google, you know? So I would just fill it out first and see, you know, kind of, you know, see about the money, because obviously saving as much money as possible is good, right? So if you're like, hey, this is good enough, right? Like boosting my Google reviews up and not having all the good reviews just in one spot. If that's sufficient for you, then, you know, leave Bird's Eye. But if you're getting, you know, if you feel like a lot of clients, like it's helping you, with getting clients and retaining them and et cetera, right? Then keep it, you know? I mean, it's just something you got to kind of weigh out, because our main focus is SEO, and SEM, like Google Guarantee, right? Google Ads, Facebook Ads. Reputation management is like kind of secondary for us, but Bird's Eye, it's their primary, is the reputation management, you know? So, I don't know.
Now,
you got to kind of look at that.
Okay. Then what would be the difference between them and the guy that did my website? He said he has something called Linktree, where it links everything together. Remember
yeah,
I think I was telling
you
about
told me, you told me about Linktree. I remember. Yeah, do that, man. That was like, I remember you said that was like $20 or something. I forget what it was. Here.
Actually, I got to call him and ask him. He do everything you guys do too, but he's very expensive, man. Like,
gotcha.
I'm like, well, he actually did my website in the beginning. I just felt he had really good work with the website, but that's all I use him for.
Yeah, Linktree, I remember you telling me that. It's $24 for their premium account, you know? Yeah, then you have a $9 account, a $5 account per month, right? But, yeah, you save a ton of money, man.
Yeah, so that's what I almost forgot. Yeah, I think I'm going to see if you pick up tonight. I doubt it's a little late. But, yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that. I should just be able to go online and sign up with that there, right?
Yeah. I'll send you the link I found right now.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's weird though. It doesn't really say like what's all included. It says VIP support plan for businesses ready to monetize and sell on a larger scale. It doesn't really. Oh, here we go. Explore all the features. Okay, so when you click explore all the features, it shows you like everything that you get in it. You know. So here, I'll shoot it to you right now. One sec.
Okay. Yeah, I think I might just do that, and then I can let, you know, I hate to let Bird Eye go. I mean, they're not bad people, but it's all about saving money, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know it's a tax write-off for businesses, but, it, you know, like, you want to try to keep your costs down and your, oh, man, I just sent this to my other client.
Well,
he's going to be like, what the heck is this, man? I have to call him afterwards anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'll be like, hey, my bad, man. I was sending that to another client, you know. All right, so here it's coming to you now for sure.
Okay. Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, that's the link I found for the Linktree, though. You know.
Now hold on, let me show you the one that I have because it looks a little different than this. Let me see. Yeah. Plus one thing too, I used to tell my girl, and I was like, another reason why I want to go with Local Splash. Cause I was like, damn, man, so he's cool, man. I like him, man.
I appreciate that, man. Hey, that's why I was like, hey, you're going with us, right, Sean? Like, like, I got you back, man, you know?
Sometimes, you know, it's hard to find that shit, man. I mean,
it's important, man. You sign up for a service, like, we need to be there for you, you know? Like, it's just part of the gig, man, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to send you something. Hold up. Let me see. I know you gotta go. Let me just send
one.
No,
you're good.
One.
You're good, man. Overtime.
Oh. Yeah. I know. I drive it, man. Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to build myself, man. So I ain't gotta work for people no more because, like, I work for a big company. I make good money there, but
right. I remember you told me.
I get tired of control, bro. Like, it's like they want to control how fast you move, how slow you move. Where
right.
You go first, you do one little thing your way, and it's a big deal. Like, it's a big company. Like I said, I make good money there, but it's just motherfuckers annoying, man. So right. I'm trying to build my business. 100% work for myself. Only thing I wanted to learn from them was the heat and AC HVAC side. So I can add that to my
That's
business.
A good industry. Good industry. Yeah, for sure. You know what? So I don't know if I told you, but I used to work for BSH, which is like Bosch, Thermador, Gaggenau, right? I worked for their like corporate office where I did like customer service calls, so I send like texts out and stuff. But basically, what I was gonna mention to you is you want to eventually try to get in with the manufacturers too, because they send you like floods of work, man. Like, because BSH, they had like their priority like service guys, right? And man, they would, because you get calls every day, and it 10 times out of 10, or maybe 9 times out of 10, it's usually user error, you know, like they weren't using Rinse Aid in their dishwasher or whatever, you know. And but 10 times out of 10, we're sending a service guy out, you know, because it's just, they're big on like customer service and quality, right? So when you get in with those guys too, man, like all those manufacturers, they'll keep sending you word. That way you have a like an influx of it, you know. But yeah, it's good to get into that. Obviously, Google is gonna bring more like the residential, like the out of warranty stuff. But manufacturer, like for the in warranty stuff, you got to get in with the manufacturers, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that makes. Now, real quick, you want me to send it to?
Just text it. Yeah, just reply to that text I sent you. The way it comes to me is it comes via email, and then it just, any text you send on there, it shows in your dashboard that we have for you, like our CRM, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. As you get to say, I can't look at it from the page remote, can you just give me that phone number? I'm going to send it now.
Yeah, so 877.
Stop. What are you doing? Okay.
635-6225.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just sent it to you.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, this link tree looks a little different.
Yeah, I got it right now. Here, let me go into it. Boom. Oh, it looks way different, man. All right.
So, I thought the whole time you were looking at the same
one. No. I just typed in link tree, man, and that's what I found. So this is what your guy sent you. Your website guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hold on. Website roofing company that special. I don't know if you sent me the right one, dude. Because it so when I go into it, when I click on website, it takes me to what is it? Quality. What is it? Specializing in roofing.
Oh, yeah, I think you said that before.
That's
weird. Man, let me click on this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, and then it says at QREI is what it says.
Okay, let me see. Damn, hold on, where the hell did it go?
This might be like somebody that's using Linktree. I don't know. I don't know, but this is like a, like you sent me like a company.
Yeah, like a company, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they might be using it. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to find.
Yeah, they have to be using it because it says link, tr.ee and then it has /QREI. So here, if I take the QREI off, let me see what it says here. Okay, yeah, so just take the QREI off, and then it takes me to the Linktree page. Let me see. Yeah, this one. Hold on. Yeah, it's the same one. So the one you sent me is the exact same one that I messaged you, but I sent you their pricing page, right? So